There's been a few questions lately, as in, if I do the sending love part, will I achieve the same thing that Plaz achieved? If I envision something that I want and daydream about it, will I then get it? Will sending love and radiating love work for me the same as it did for Claus, as he wrote in his book? And I'm going to tell you the answer to that, because it's really simple. If you have that question, most likely the answer is going to be no. And I'll tell you why. First of all, it has nothing to do with my ability or my talents, because I don't have any special talents. Matter of fact, I didn't even want it. And in a sense, I still don't want it. But it got pushed into my life, and I used it to improve my life to a level where I like it. The reason it worked for me, and the reason it works for a lot of people instantly, the minute they read about it and see it, and they start working with it, it works for them right away, is for one simple reason: they believe it. And one of the reasons why they believe it, when they read about sending love, it instantly makes sense to them. Instantly they can tell that this is right, and it's the truth. Instantly something inside says, yes, I already knew this, I just seem to have forgotten. It's sort of like, for a moment, you forget your name and somebody says your name is Frank and you go, oh yes, Frank, yes, I remember now, how could I forget? That's what it's like. And for those people, because they see it and it makes sense to them instantly, they believe. Believing is a switch, and I'll explain that switch to you. Doesn't matter what you do in life, you will not achieve it if you don't believe it. Because if you don't believe it, the switch is off. Pretend for a minute with me that you have a house. In the house you have electricity and plug-ins and switches everywhere. But there is one master switch, which when turned off, the whole house has no electricity. So you find some instructions on how to turn the lampshade on. You get your lampshade, you plug it in, you switch it on, you practice. You do the routine and nothing happens. That's because you don't believe it. And when you don't believe it, the master switch, which allows power to flow through all the circuits, is off. That's the way the system has been set up. That is so that things that you do not believe in cannot interfere in your life. You see, it's an actual perfect system. When you understand it. When you don't understand how the system works, it will drive you crazy. And nothing seems to make sense. But once you understand that your beliefs create afterwards, after your thoughts, first you have thoughts, you have ideas, and you use them to create beliefs. So when you envision something that you would like as if you have it, you are beginning to build a belief. And it gets a little stronger each day as you practice, and each day you believe it more because you're beginning to feel it. So if you wanted, let's say, people to really like you, then every day you would envision that so much so, and pretend it so much so, that you would feel it. And you would already be experiencing it before it's actually happening. That begins to create the believing. And as the belief strengthens, the power gets turned on. And as the belief gets stronger, more power gets turned on. And then the universe will set up all the circumstances, the events, the coincidences, the people, the timing, everything that has to go in place for that to physically appear in your life. Now, if you did all the practicing, but you refuse to believe, no, it will not work for you. It's designed not to work for you then. You see, if you did not want something in your life, you stop thinking about it by thinking about things you do want in your life. So you can't directly stop thinking about something. You can only switch your thoughts to something that you like. And as you switch them to something you like, you're giving what you don't like no more attention. And as you don't give it attention anymore, the belief system of it starts to dwindle away slowly. Everything takes a little time, but slowly it dwindles away. And pretty soon, you don't even believe in that anymore, and it cannot enter your life. If you had a person who absolutely believed that they can walk through a battlefield with bombs going up, bullets flying everywhere, grenades flying everywhere, and they believe absolutely that they will come out unharmed, that belief system will create that reality for them. They have the thoughts, their attention is onto that, they have the feelings that go with it, the belief system kicks it in gear, and that's exactly what happens. And this has been proven over and over and over. Anyone in the military who has spent some time in action will tell you there are people like that. And you get a real sense that they will not be harmed. Other people will flock to them because they feel it, that this person will just be safe. An army person actually told me that, and they said, we call it a shiner. And when you have a shiner, you shine, you radiate, and it doesn't matter what happens, you will be just unharmed. The guy can point a gun at you point blank, and he'll misfire, he'll miss, he'll trip, the sun will get in his eyes, it doesn't matter. And I used to play a lot of paintball, which I just love, because I love war games. And I noticed that. I mean, that's where I first came across what I now call the shiner. The woman that was running the paintball program was an ex-army sergeant or something in that range. And she actually explained it to me because she noticed that most of the time I had a shiner. Now, there was odd days when I was feeling down, in other words, and bullets would hit me that weren't even intended for me. So you understand that part now. So believing is where the importance is at. So when you ask questions, will this work for me? Will that work for me? Will it work as well? You're asking that because you don't really believe. And that's unfortunate because it's only going to work for you on the level of belief that you have. See, I just said it's an off and on switch, but it's not. It's like a variable switch. Certain amount of electricity, certain amount of belief. More belief, more electricity. The brighter the light becomes. More electricity, the brighter the lights in the house are. And so you begin to glow. The more you believe, the more you'll glow. The more you'll see the evidence. And the more you will believe. So, if your belief is not as strong right now, that's okay. You're going to have to find a level of confidence in what you do believe and build on that. And allow it to build by practicing. And you do the practicing by putting yourself in a situation where you bring yourself to believing and feeling as if it's already as the way you want it. That's what the book, Living on Love, Some Things Are Worth Believing, Money is Love book, comes in. We use the money as an example, but you can do that with absolutely anything you want. You use the same system. That's why the book is written that way. The book is designed to remove the resistance. Now, whether you're working with money or working with creating something else, it won't really matter. As long as you stick with that one thing. As you read the book and you follow through in the understanding of what you're going to be going through the process, the resistance will be let go. The idea of the book was for me to go through it so you can see and experience step by step what happens to a person, what they come across in life as they begin to practice the art of creating. So yes, the book is not as entertaining as some other books, but it's not designed to be entertaining. It was designed to give you an exact example as honestly as possible to what you could possibly go through the process. So as things happen, you can say, I see this is happening, and this happened to Claus also. I can see it on page 712, whatever. You can see what I'm going through, what my thoughts are, how I'm making the adjustment on a day-to-day basis of what I'm practicing experiencing and what I really am experiencing in life. In other words, I am envisioning 3.6 million and pretending so much so that I have them. At the same time, of course, I don't have them. So I have to live my life one way, yet envisioning that I have them so much so that I feel it. There is a little controversy there, and you go through things with that controversy. But as you practice it, you get better and better. And the thing is, you start with that. You start with the money, and you practice that for 6 months. And what you'll find is you'll become extremely good at pretending something that you want to such an extent that you feel like you have it. You become really good at that, and you become so good at directing your thoughts that you will feel better than you have ever felt in your entire life. I feel so much better through this whole process. And it has nothing to do with money. It has to do with directing my thoughts. You see, I direct my thoughts more consciously now every day because I direct them into what I want to experience. It doesn't matter what's going on around me. I just direct them into what I would like to experience. If something that we call negative happens, I switch my thoughts to what it would be like if it were to happen exactly the way I would enjoy it. And I do my very best at that. And things get better and better in that sense. So don't so much ask whether it will work for you. Believe that it will work for you. I don't have any special sending love talents. Now, some people have asked whether or not I still spend time sending love. Not as much. I still work with the love part. And like I explained in the last three books, as you begin to experience something that you like, and you experience it in your mind, in your body, so much so that it feels like you have it, when you're doing that, your heart actually begins to open up and you begin to radiate love automatically. That's the beautiful part about it. It's like two things are happening at once. So in a sense, I'm working with love that way. But in another sense, in the way the book was written, no, I don't work with it that way anymore, and I haven't for a long time, and I'll tell you why, very simply. I'm not that friendly. When I go walk in the park, I don't want people running up to me, shaking my hands, rubbing themselves onto me, touching me, wanting to hug me. I don't want 10 dogs chasing me around in a circle, all trying to lick me to death. I want to be left alone. That's the way I like it. When I go to the supermarket, no, I don't want people huddling around me. I don't want people trying to talk to me. I go to the supermarket to get my food. I am not that people friendly. I never have been. I don't like it. If I go to a bar and I want to have a drink, I want to sit down, talk to the person I'm with, or I want to sit there and have a drink and be by myself and think about things. That's who I am. So if I radiate too much love, I can't control it. I have people always constantly coming to me, and it really irritates me, and then I have to be rude to them to get rid of them. Which, of course, then they turn and they go, well, you're not very nice. You're supposed to be the love guy. Yeah, well, I don't have a sign on my head that says, Cuddle me? I'm not a teddy bear. Get the hell off my back. You want to cuddle something? Get a dog. See, there's a lot of things you don't yet understand about the sending love part when you're at the beginning. And I can't write everything out. It's supposed to be an experience for you. You're supposed to start with it, work through it, and discover it on your own. Not take all my experience and write them down into stone like the 10 prophecies. It's supposed to be an individual experience. And you're supposed to take the love sending and radiating to a level that's comfortable for you. You see, I set it at a level that works for me. If I go beyond that level, it's too much and I attract too many people and it becomes too confusing. So I regulate it at a level that's right for me. Just like we regulate everything else in our life. We regulate the amount of friends, the amount of hours we work, the amount of hours we play, the amount of hours we sleep. Everything is regulated to our comfort level. And I've spent many years playing and working radiating love, so I don't have to work at it so hard anymore. It's much easier for me. I can do it in a blink of an eye, but I do it to the level that's comfortable for me. And no, I don't send a lot of love into the world because I'm not trying to save the world. I never have been trying to save the world. I don't have a problem with the way the world is. I don't have a problem with wars. And the reason I don't have a problem with wars is because I understand why they're there. And I understand why people come here to experience them. I gave you a little taste of that understanding in the last 3 books. Some things are worth believing in. I tried to explain a little bit in those books how the reality works. And let me give you a little piece that you won't like. But on this planet, most beings that come to this planet come to experience the very things that you're trying to get away from. They come to experience hunger, anguish, pain, fear, war, anxieties. These things where we come from do not even exist. They are such a premium. Where we come from, we are absorbed in total love, absolute to the scale that cannot be imagined or understood by a human being. So, we don't come here, in a sense, to experience the same thing, although we can, if we so choose. And when we are here, we're supposed to use the sending love and the radiating love to adjust our experience to the comfort level that we enjoy. In other words, a certain amount of anxiety, a certain amount of fear, a certain amount of excitement, a certain amount of, well, let's say, I don't know the word, of expectancy and unexpectancy. We have to each regulate it to our own desires. That's why some people like to go on a roller coaster and be thrilled to the max, where I don't like roller coasters at all. You see? But I don't mind the war game. Now you might say, okay, yeah, you like people being shot and tortured, and that doesn't make any sense. No, it doesn't make any sense to you. But it does make sense to other people and others who came to experience it. So, in a sense, I don't send love to remove it from the planet. If I send love and radiate love, it's to radiate it out in those places and those people that are now deciding that this is not comfortable for them. I don't want to do this. That love goes to them and helps them lift themselves out of that area into a more comfort zone where they're happier. See, that's unconditional love. If you send love to force peace, well, you're not really sending love, you're sending energy to force peace. And your energy is no better at that point than the two sides that are fighting, who are each sending energy to each other and using energy to disrupt each other. And you're just a third person who is now fighting, again, trying to use love to stop the two from playing their game because you don't like them playing their game. Well, I'm sorry, but that does not work. You can send love in that area, fill it with love unconditionally, and allow that love to go where it needs to go to make the adjustment so those people who want out can come out. Those people who want to continue playing can continue playing. Also, by radiating out love in the comfort zone that you want to be sitting in, what you're doing is you're setting up a vibration around you and thereby attracting the same level to you, and you will not attract the other stuff because you're a different vibration. You're vibrating differently, and it's like two peas that don't match in vibration won't find themselves in the same pot. They may find themselves on the same planet for now. Down the road, that will change also, because as more and more people vibrate at a level of more comfort, more loving, it spreads throughout the planet, and the planet itself begins to vibrate a little more loving, and so the place of playing the war games doesn't fit so much anymore, and it has to be then taken somewhere else where it matches with the vibration. See, you will never destroy it or remove it from existence, but you will remove it into its own vibration, and the planet itself will then maintain a vibration or increase its vibration to whatever is being done. So if, let's say, there was only 1 million people on this planet, and 50,000 still like to play the war game, and the rest were all radiating love, well, the 50,000 that like to play the war game would be off to one side, and the other close to 1 million people would be virtually separated from all that. They probably wouldn't even know what's going on. And it just would be totally out of their focus range. And in time, the other 50,000 that were playing that game might not even be on this planet anymore, because the vibration doesn't fit to their game anymore, so they would move on. Right now on this planet, you have a very wide diversity of vibration. And in a sense, we have more of the war game vibration than we do of the love and comfort and feeling good vibration in that sense. But as more people pick it up, if that's their choice, that will change. As an individual, you have to make that choice yourself. And you have to make the choice of what you're going to believe and what you're not going to believe. See, my job is not to convince you. My job was very simple. To remind you of what's possible. To remind you of the power that lies within you to control your own destiny on this planet or anywhere else, no matter what's surrounding you. You have that power as an individual. And my job was just to remind you, whether you're going to accept it or not, that's your choice. If you want to read it and say, that's nice, but I don't really believe it, but I'll practice it, but I don't believe it. Hey, that's your choice. And the result will be on the level of your believing. Again, the three books that I've just written were based all on that. And if you read them a little bit more carefully and take a little time to read them, you'll understand, because the whole process is there. The whole process how to create your belief system is there. I can't make it any more simpler. I've given you a day-by-day description of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, what I'm feeling, what I'm going through. What else could I possibly do for you? So, you decide what you want to believe. And how about just picking the stuff that's worth believing and let the rest of it go? Right? You watch the news and you'll believe half the crap that's on there because you choose to believe it. And you choose to let it upset you. Well, how about choosing to believe something else? pick some things that are worth believing in. And start believing in those things. And the hell with whether they're even real or not, just believe in them. You know what? It's better to believe in something that makes you feel good, even if it isn't real. It's still better to believe in something that makes you feel good than believe in something that doesn't make you feel good, that's right in front of your face. Believe in stuff that makes you feel the way you want to feel, and you're going to start feeling the way you really want to feel. When you're practicing radiating love, stop looking for the results. Practice the feeling, so much so that you already have the feeling and the experience without it yet showing up physically. If you keep looking for it to show up physically, you're not actually focusing on having it, you're focusing on the lack of it. And each time you're really looking for it, saying, well, I don't know if it's here yet, I don't know if it's here yet, but you're really sending out a signal that it's not here yet. And so the universe is creating the not here yet for you. Put yourself in a position where you have it. That way you'll feel like you have it, and the rest really doesn't matter. The rest will sort itself out. It's been designed that way. Strengthen your belief in what you want to believe in. And I don't care what you want to believe in. You choose it. Just stand up for it and believe it. Anyway, I gotta take my little boat out and go whipping around a little bit and take my dog for a walk. Just me and my dog. Don't come running around cuddling me, trying to squeeze me, trying to talk to me. Look, I just want to go for a walk, nice and quiet. I want to think to myself, listen to the birds, watch the trees. I don't even want the trees hugging me. Just back off. Get your own love.